And once again, we return to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, joined by City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy, gearing up for a meeting palooza, if you will, tomorrow evening. Starts at 5 o'clock with a work session. Then you continue on into the general agenda meeting. And Ron, what exactly is on the agenda for tomorrow evening?
So it's not too heavy. There's actually only one general agenda item, but depending on how many folks show up, it could be interesting. It's certainly a significant aspect. The item is to consider the 1100 block alley improvement between Raton and Bertrand Street and informing a benefit district to consider paving the alley via a public hearing process. So the commission, we have several areas, especially in the growing density area to the east of North Manhattan Avenue, east of campus, where we have a whole mixture of alleys, some that have never been improved. It's interesting, alleys were essentially designed to be that kind of a back of house access where you may have a garage for a single family home when the community was built. You might have a trash service and all the utilities were to coordinate through there. And now a lot of those alleys are not just serving a garage. There's a multifamily apartment complex that has back parking. And so you have a lot of traffic. You have multiple utility trucks going down that daily, 5-6 different trash services potentially. And so that really takes wear and tear on a gravel alley significantly. And so how do we improve and pave these alleys has been one of the questions. And a couple of months ago, the City Commission adopted a new policy that looks at ways to, ideally what we've tried to do is meet with the folks that are impacted by that particular alley or served by that alley and form a benefit district to improve that alley. And that's been done successfully in a number of blocks throughout the old ward districts where we have those alleys. And we need at least 51% of the adjacent property owners that are supportive of that petition process. And so that's what's been difficult to achieve. And so this process creating that benefit district via a public hearing. And so there's proposed parameters for participation. Typically, there's a legal framework for how that happens. So, some people say that, a 12-plex should pay more than a single-family home that may have two apartments in it. Well, it doesn't really look. The benefit is to the real estate, not necessarily what's on the real estate. So even let's say that happened and you had you get 12 units and the other one only gets 2 units of measure of improvement. Well, then once it's built, the one with the 2 just says, I'm going to build 24 because I can and, I didn't have to pay for that alley. So that's not fair either. So this creates a balance of improvement, and each property based on its front footage or square footage will participate at a certain rate. And so this public hearing process invites everybody down to City Hall that are impacted by that to give their input to the City Commission on whether they think that's fair or not, or whether they think it's necessary. And so it creates another mechanism to establish a way to fund an alley improvement, which would be a public improvement.
Can you maybe reference another project in the city of Manhattan that's maybe been established due to a benefit district such as this one that's being proposed?
Sure, all over the place. So yeah. most streets in front of your home in Manhattan at one time or another was constructed through a benefit district where the and in a residential area, it's 100% of the cost of that street is apportioned to those lots. In the older part of town where you have alleys, you kind of have two streets. You have a front street and you have a rear street. Now, the front streets in the old ward districts have been long paid for a long time, and once that obligation's met, then they become an obligation of the city. So it's a very common practice. It's just unusual that you've got a situation where you have the alleys. Now, a lot of developers have taken upon themselves to fund those improvements from the street access to their development on behalf of the folks that are living there. And so the problem with that kind of piecemeal paving of the alley is drainage. you want that alley to drain. And so it's better to do it all at once. And we're actually doing some stormwater improvements, proposing to do stormwater improvements on this particular alley segment, so it will enhance that drainage over the long term instead of creating more problems of standing water. But if you have piecemeal paving of the alley, invariably you're going to dam up the water somewhere, and it may dam it up on the property side so it doesn't drain, creating a drainage situation for that property owner.
Yeah, I think we're also looking, I mean, this is one of those things where people would say, are saying, at least what I'm hearing is, well, we just approved the street maintenance tax. How come this wasn't part of that, or doing all of these improvements for the streets? Well, alleys were not included in that. So alleys are completely different because they address specific areas and specific owners and specific lots. So unfortunately, we weren't able to get the 51%. They tried several times. So this is a different option for us to look at because that area has a lot of needs, and it's a safety hazard, basically, and when we're trying to get past some of those things. So is there a caller? Or?
I don't believe we have a caller.
Okay, I saw some blinking there. So, yeah, we did approve to do it this way because of frustration from the people that were living around in that area as well as from our city staff in the sense that there's a lot of alleys that need a lot of work. And if you ever drive through those areas, I mean, they're just a mess. They're all going inward, and the water does not drain very, very well. And when you have water sitting there for a while, you do get all kinds of rodents and bugs and mosquitoes, and that's just not good for anybody these days, or any day for that matter. So these are some of those things we're trying to handle, and somebody has to pay for it. So we'll see what kind of attendance we have tomorrow and what direction we need to go with it then.
Well, and furthermore, when you talk about the 1100 block alley between Raton and Bertrand, a lot of that is student-occupied housing.
Right.
And they may have some interesting ideas on how to use an alley, so
right.
that may factor into some of the wear and tear on it too.
Exactly, and that's what we're going to see how it goes, because you know we have a lot of heavy cars and heavy trucks, and you know that go through those areas, and that area has just not been conducive to all of the traffic that's happening. Some people are using it as roads instead of just an alley to go park at their residence or at their apartment. So
it's 9:48 here on In Focus, and we're going to go ahead and take it to the phone lines. Caller, welcome to In Focus.
Yes, hi. I've got a comment on that, using the frontage as a reason to appropriate the taxes on doing the alleys. Even if you do, yeah, there's no way that can be as fair to an individual who's like a single elderly lady that's in between two 12-plexes on a single lot bordering a big multiplex of 72 units. Those are living units. Those are, you know, there's people, they may be two-bedroom units, but there's two-bedroom houses in that area, too. It's a two-bedroom living unit, and those two-bedroom living units pay as much as those people pay for rent in a two-bedroom house. Any way you cut it, it's not equitable doing it by frontage purposes. It just will not be. You got to go with living units and tax it accordingly. You got, even if it's a single family, she can put four units on there, maybe, if she decides to do something. But that's still not equitable. 1/4 of 72 is 36. I don't know what it is. I have to figure it out. One third of 72 or 1/4 of 72. It's still more living units. It's still not equitable. So you can't go by frontage. You know, and then it's wear and tear. You got 72 people driving up and down that alley on wear and tear. It's not equitable on that. You know, you can't do it that way. You got to go by living units and the number or income, whatever the income is on those units. But it's what you have to do now, not the future. What it is now, how you're going to appropriate it, what's fair now, because you don't know what the future will hold. So I would really guard against doing it based on frontage or lots.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate the call. It is one of the issues that we look at, and you know, unfortunately, the laws with benefit districts don't give you a lot of flexibility as much as maybe you have indicated. I don't disagree with your logic as far as the benefit based on the number of living units and even what potentially could exist in the redeveloped area, but it is something that has to look at within the framework we have. But I do appreciate your input.
And that is the challenge with these types of things. I think I was one of the few that voted no on this particular issue when it first came up, because I think there's two or three single-family homes there, and they're rather small. But to be paying the same amount, you know, I think that's the discussion we will be having, and hopefully there's a good turnout for the public discussion as well on this particular item.
Well, it's 9:51 here on News Radio KMAN. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back speaking with City of Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy and City Manager Ron Fear here on In Focus.